Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. It was in the book of 1 Corinthians that Paul offered insight into what was then and without question now taking place in the hearts and the minds of humanity. He said this in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter and the 10th verse. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. So many kinds of voices in this world. His reference was in regards to languages here, now understand. Various and many that are being spoken in this world. But the spirit of the matter that he was addressing was much deeper. It was more than just what was articulated with the tongue, but it was as well about what was resonating in the spirit. In verse 5 of that same chapter, he mentioned the certainty of sound of the trumpet calling those to battle, that if it was not certain, if the sound of the trumpet was not certain, if it was not clear, calculated, then there would not be the preparing nor the response to the battle that was needed. While Paul's message here was primarily in regards to tongues and prophecy, it was evident that he was wanting it to be understood that there was as well the necessity to communicate clearly and to accept and ultimately discern what was needed to be understood and responded to. Because there are many things, many noises, if you would, voices, messages that are seen and unseen that are trying to take up space in our heart and in our mind at this particular time. Traffic, if you would, if I could say it that way, traffic that is congesting the very free flow of peace that God wants you and I to have in him in this present place. The prophet Daniel warned that there would come the day that you and I, the believer, would suffer the attack of the enemy that would attempt to wear us down. Look at this in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times of the dividing of time. The voice, the noise of words against the Most High. Look at this contrast. The noise of words against the Most High, talk and tales contradicting his sovereignty and his power. Understanding, if the conversation of the world is against God, then as well it will be a current against you and I who believe. Do you understand that? If the conversation of the world is against God, if it's opposing God, then in time as well, it will oppose you and I. It will be a current that will come against us, the believer. The enemy of our soul, it said, would try to wear out the saints of the Most High. It was implying that there would be a constant and continual opposition, a wearing out, a wearing, if you would, of the soul, of your soul, of my soul, little by little, piece by piece, trying to take from us our strength and stability that we have in God. To wear us so thin that the integrity of the fabric of our spirituality becomes threadbare, if you would. We just finally give in. We're weary, we're wore out and threadbare with all the words against God, things that oppose God, that which is opposite to God and godliness, all the noise, it just continually, if you would, wears away at the spirit of who we are and what we stand for and what we embrace until finally, understand this, ultimately, the objective is that we become silent. We become silent about it. We cower in a corner of futility and fear. We feel like we can't go on. We're just wore out. We sense it. We're wore out. And that's where the enemy wants you to get to. But can I tell somebody that's listening to this today, that is not the place that God has purposed for you. The prophet Malachi proclaimed three times that there were identifiable differences in the lives of those who God chose to remember. Look at this again in Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Now, for a moment here, it would be well for you to take time today to read the fiery words of this prophet in Malachi 3. If you'll do so, it'll make an impact on your life if you take time to do so. They that feared the Lord was the first identifying mark in the lives of those that were to be remembered. They lived in awe, in other words, in reverence. It was a way of life. They feared the Lord. It was a way of life. It calibrated the compass of who they were and the way that they would ultimately take. If God is not the greatest influence in our life, then we will find nothing but emptiness and ultimately disappointment. It's evident right now in a dark and troubled world that what is needed is not more of the means of man that offer only quick fixes with no lasting results, but what is needed is Jesus, who is the giver of life, the direction for our life. The beginning of knowledge and wisdom is the fear of the Lord, the wise man said. If there is no fear of God, understand this, if there is no fear of God, there needs to be a divine reverence, a divine fear of God, a holy reverence that's in our life, that we have this awe of God and everything about us is calibrated by God. If there is no fear of God, then knowledge leads us nowhere. It's empty. The wisdom of man is ultimately meaningless. He then said that they spoke often to one another. This was the second identifiable mark. In the grand scheme of all the noise to the silence the soul of you and I, it must not be that we cease to speak of the greatness and the goodness of God and his name. I think this is extremely important. I think it's extremely important that we articulate the name of Jesus in this present culture, in this present day. It cannot be that there is the silencing of the soul of you and I. It's been said from this pulpit numerous times, it's not the volume of the world that is the problem, but it is the silence of the church. We must speak about it. We've got to talk about it. We've got to speak often to one another and others about the God that we serve and the truth that's to be proclaimed. We speak about the peace of God. We speak about the hope of God. We speak about the salvation that has been given to us. We speak of the greatness of God. One of the greatest tactics the devil uses and against us is to silence the voice of the Spirit that speaks expressly through the church, you and I. If he can silence you and I, then a foothold is gained. If he can just simply get you and I to stop talking about it, to stop rehearsing it, to stop reminding people, stop looking at one another and telling how faithful God has been. Don't let the world, the devil, intimidate you to stop you from standing and speaking what has been given to you by God. They spoke often to one another. There is a liberty and a blessing that is delivered and is demonstrated by the voice of the Spirit that articulates the greatness of God. And he then said that they thought on his name. Now look more deeply at this if you would. They thought on his name. Their thoughts were, they were purposed and they were placed intentionally. Spirituality, understand this, spirituality is not accidental. It is intentional. They didn't let the way of others and wrong and sin and the environment that they were in crowd out the thought of his name. They knew who he was. They knew what he could do. They had heard the stories that told the tale of his authority and his power. There will always be something or someone trying to take your attention away from the place where it should be stayed. There will always be something that's attempting to make you draw back, but we are not of those who draw back. Something trying to take your peace and the promise that God has for you and the attack of the enemy trying to just simply to wear you down, to push you down. But there's a place today that you can put your mind stayed on and in him, and the promise of God through his word is that he will keep you in perfect peace. God said of those that feared him, that spoke about him often and who thought on his name, that a book of remembrance was written before them. Look at this. God remembers. He has not forgotten you. He hears your prayers. He sees your need. The God who knows all things, the God who knows all people, was simply wanting you and I to know, to remember that you are not forgotten. He has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten our works of righteousness, as the Word says. Don't let this world and all its ways and all the things that are surrounding and crowding in and on us and the noise that seems to be in our minds and in our hearts right now, the fear around us, don't let it silence your soul. Don't let it intimidate you and make you cower in fear. Don't let this world and its ways do that. It's trying to crowd out Jesus in your life. Don't let it silence your soul. But make God the central focus of your life. Fear Him. Fear Him and speak and think on His name, the things of God, the Word of God, the way of God, the life of God. It should be that the vocabulary of our life and our homes and our places of work, wherever we're at, it should be that we speak the things of God. That it becomes the very breath that we breathe. It's the prayer that we pray, the words that we speak. It's the life that we live. And remember that He will never forget you. A book of remembrance was written. He will never forget you. He has promised that He will give you peace.
Caught up in your presence.
Pray with me now. Father, I pray and I thank You and glorify You this day. That You are faithful and just and God, that You have promised to never forget us and that You, Lord, are mindful of us in all places, at all times, in all things. And God, I pray for those that are listening right now, watching this, that You would help them, whether it be online or it would be a podcast, wherever they're at, that God, that You would help them to know right now, Father, that You are mindful of the place that they are in, that You remember them and help them, God, to be in awe of Your greatness, to fear You, Lord, and to know that that's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, and to understand, Lord, that without You, that we have no life, but with You, we have all life, and help them to speak of it often. Help us all, Lord, to talk of Your greatness and Your goodness. In a world that's trying to silence the sovereignty of who You are, help us, Lord, to articulate it right now and to rise up and to be counted and to understand that we are the voice that You have put in this world to speak expressly to those that are lost. And God, help us to think on Your name, that our thoughts might be secured, that we might be found in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on You and the will and the word of Your Spirit. And so, Father, I pray this now. Help us not to be intimidated, but as a church, as a people, as individuals, as family, as homes, God, that we might be that voice, that we might be that thought, that we might be that life that leads someone to You, that someone might repent this day and be baptized in Your name and filled with Your Spirit. Salvation will be found for us and for all people because You are the hope of the world and we love You, God, and we trust You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.